Natalie is a freelance wine writer. She lives in Ottawa now, but she grew up in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. And this month, she reached the pinnacle of her chosen profession, quite literally. At the World Food Media Awards in Australia, she was named the world's best drink writer. We've contacted Natalie McLean at home in Ottawa. Hello.
Hi, Costas. How are you?
Great, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
You'll have to excuse my ignorance. I didn't know there was even a competition for best drink writer in the world.
Oh, well, we hard drinkers know all about it.
No, you're not really a hard drinker, are you?
No, but I come from a long line of them.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Okay. Just trying to make it respectable.
Now, is it all drinks or just wine?
The competition itself was open to all drink writers. So if you write about beer or spirits or anything liquid, you could enter. My focus tends to be on wine, but the competition itself was open.
Okay, when did you first become interested in wine other than something to drink with a meal?
Well, I always say my husband originally drove me to drink, and I haven't found a reason to stop since. Actually, I mean that quite seriously because we, after college, we moved to Toronto and we started going out for dinner frequently because neither of us had any cooking skills. And so he liked to have a glass of wine with dinner, and he sort of got me onto it because I didn't really grow up with wine on the dinner table at home. So this was kind of my first introduction to it, but then I really took an interest to it. I started taking courses. We started going on wine trips. And it kind of went from there.
Now, again, some people do that as nice vacations or pastimes, but to take it to that next level, to actually become someone who writes about this with authority,
right.
When did you write your first article about wine?
2 weeks after I had my first baby, or our only son, actually. So I was kind of sleep-deprived, and... I was off on maternity leave. I used to work in high tech in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wandering around our grocery store up here, Loblaws. They had a beautiful food magazine. It didn't have a wine column in it. I thought, why not? I'd love to do something from home. I had taken some wine courses.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just called up the editor and said, how about a wine article? And she said, sure. Are you published? And I said, sure, thinking of my high school newspaper. Thank goodness she didn't ask for samples. And I became their regular columnist, and that gave me the confidence just to approach other editors. And by the time my maternity leave was over, I thought, this is what I want to do. I can work from home, have the flexibility, and the research is great.
Some people find, or I should say some of the articles you read about wine, seem to be fairly exclusive. They don't
right.
seem to be pitched to the broad general audience that might enjoy a glass of wine.
Yes.
Partly because of the vocabulary used.
Sure, absolutely.
The amount of knowledge that they assume you really need to understand the article. What kind of a wine writer are you?
Well, I try to be a down-to-earth one, if I can.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think about if you're describing the wine, what smells can people really identify? And most of us can't instantly recall what, you know, a wet gooseberry bush would smell like on a May day. You know, and some of the language can get really far-fetched. I find it quite humorous, but I think most of us find it just downright confusing. So I try to think about what smells do people know? Do they know, ripe plums or something, or just plain old, you know, red fruit? This is a full-bodied wine with lots of delicious red fruit. Go buy it. I try to keep it simple without, you know, dumbing it down too much, so that people can relate to it and know what kind of wine it is if it appeals to them.
Now, the international wine business is incredibly competitive. Do you find yourself ever under any pressure from people who are promoting wines to review ours, please, please, please?
Absolutely. wine writing is one of those areas of journalism that walks a fine line in terms of how much industry involvement there is, because you need to be tasting the wines to evaluate them. And so I get requests all the time. Now, fortunately, here where I live in Ottawa, we have a once-a-month tasting with the LCBO, our liquor commission. And so it's kind of sponsored by them, so it's not any particular producer. They put out 150 wines, and we go through them. There's lots of spitting. But I do get to taste a really broad cross-section that way. But I also get, I do get wineries sending bottles, and I'm happy to taste them and evaluate them, and you know, if I like them, to recommend them. If not, you know, I don't. It's funny because the FedEx guy kind of knows me now, and he keeps saying, please invite me to a tasting.
Any spares?
Yeah.
Have you ever slammed a wine?
You know what? In my baby wine writer days, about 4 years ago, I used to think that that would be a service. And it's not so much, you know, oh, I don't want to be nasty. It's just that there are thousands and thousands of wines out there. We all live busy lives. Trying to keep in your head the good ones is hard enough without crowding, you know, the amount of information we can all take in with here are all the bad wines.
Right.
So I've kind of come to the conclusion over the years that I recommend the ones I really love and just forget about the rest. Keep it simple.
In 30 seconds,
yes.
Any words of advice for young aspiring wine writers out there now?
Oh, yes. Taste as much as you can. Read as much as you can. And visit my website.
And that is?
www.nataliemaclain.com. That's M-A-C.
Natalie, thank you very much. And again,
right.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Costas.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Natalie McLean is a freelance wine writer in Ottawa who grew up in the Maritimes. She was recently named the best drink writer in the world.